This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. VOA's Steve Herman is traveling with the president. He has more from Tokyo.
In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. The U.S. president is in Japan for a four-day state visit filled with ceremonial events. Although he'll discuss trade with Prime Minister Abe, no significant breakthrough towards reaching a new economic agreement is expected. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
Meanwhile, Trump ally and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham predicted Sunday that if opposition Democrats in the House of Representatives try to impeach the president, Trump will be reelected in 2020, and Republicans will retake control of the House. But freshman Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib told NBC News that Congress would benefit if President Trump were impeached.
We can't do our job if the president thinks he's above the law, thinks that he cannot abide by what the United States Congress is passing through and asking and demanding of him. I got to tell you, from the wall to the children at the border to immigration reform to everything, we can't be able to do our jobs if we don't hold him accountable.
About three dozen Democrats and a lone Republican in the 435-member House have called for impeachment hearings to start. This is VOA News. Voters in 21 European nations went to the poll Sunday for the final day of elections for the European Union Parliament. The vote pits populist candidates against those calling for tighter cohesion in the European Union. 426 million people were eligible to vote in the four-day election that will select members of the European Legislature that comprises more than 750 seats. In this election, right-wing nationalists are hoping to elect candidates that reshape EU policies to slash the number of immigrants seeking to move into the EU. Iran Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told journalists during a 48-hour visit to Baghdad that Iran would respond to what he called aggressive actions by the United States, both economic and military. But he continued, it continues to adhere to the 2015 nuclear accord. Iraqi Foreign Minister Mohammad Ali Hakim insisted Baghdad opposes U.S. sanctions against Tehran, but would be ready to, in his words, act as an intermediary between both parties at the right moment. Thousands of detainees throughout Turkey's prison system ended their hunger strike Sunday. They had been mounted to force Turkey to end jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at Imrali Island Prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. Twice this month, Turkey allowed the 70-year-old leader of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, to meet with his lawyers after an 8-year hiatus. President Trump has tweeted that the hundreds of thousands of Rolling Thunder motorcycle riders will be back next year to participate in Washington, D.C.'s Memorial Day observances, even though organizers said this Sunday would be the last such ride. Executive Director Artie Muller said he's grown frustrated dealing with the Pentagon in coordinating the annual Ride for Freedom, and that the 2019 event would mark the beginning of a new chapter in their history.
We're not really talking about a legacy here because we're not going away. We're just spreading out, and we hope to get stronger. That's what our idea is on this. So, coast to coast, North, South, Midwest.
Mueller had no immediate response to Trump's tweet. For many people, the group's decades-long presence with the roar of motorcycle engines has become synonymous with Memorial Day activities in Washington, D.C. Rolling Thunder's Ride for Freedom was designed to raise awareness of service people who've given their lives during U.S. military combat or are missing in action. The U.S. Defense Department figures show that 83,000 American military personnel remain unaccounted for. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.